Idaho's economy relies heavily on agriculture, and farmers need good soil to keep their crops growing. But keeping soil healthy is a challenge around the globe and in Idaho. This year, the Treasure Valley Food Coalition is shining a light on protecting topsoil, starting with a talk Monday by University of Washington researcher David Montgomery. He wrote a book last year called Growing a Revolution, Bringing Our Soil Back to Life. Montgomery told Samantha Wright that the problem isn't as bad as the Dust Bowl days, but he found that healthy topsoil is becoming harder and harder to find.
The most recent report I can find that looked at sort of the global state of the soil was the UN's Global State of the Soil Assessment from 2015. They noted that globally humanity is losing about 0.3% of our agricultural production capacity each and every year to ongoing degradation of soil, topsoil loss, and degradation of soil organic matter, so soil degradation. That number doesn't sound very big. 0.3% is kind of like what my savings account's getting at the bank. It's not a big number. But if you think like a geologist and play that out over 100 years, we could be on track today to lose another third of our world's production capacity. We've already degraded roughly a third of the world's farmland to the point where it's no longer in agricultural production, no longer as productive as it used to be.
And what are the biggest threats, just throw them all in one big basket here for me, to soil?
Well, you know, one of the biggest threats to soil is the plow. Tillage, the act of plowing, has been one of the more destructive elements in reducing the abundance and fertility of the world's topsoil. Some of the other threats to long-term soil health and fertility are the overuse of chemical fertilizers and pesticides and the habit of just sort of growing one crop, same crop, year after year.
So those are the three big problems. What are the solutions to bringing soil back to life?
Adopting a simple set of three practices based on three simple principles can undo that damage, minimizing disturbance of the soil, so going to no-till, keeping the land covered with cover crops, and diversifying crop rotations. Those elements right there are a recipe for rebuilding the beneficial life in the soil that is the engine of soil fertility and for rebuilding soil organic matter over time.
We're Idaho, so we're potatoes, we're onions, we're sugar beets. What do you say to the farmers who are growing crops like this year after year, in the same soil?
Well, if you grow the same crop year after year in the same soil, you're inviting pests and pathogens onto your farm. And you're going to either need to rely on chemical inputs to control them. It can lead to what I would think of as a chemical addiction trap. What the right recipe of a different kind of a mix of crops or diversifying rotations or bringing diversity in, not through your cash crops, but through the cover crops that you plant between cash crops. There's different strategies that can work to try and apply these different principles on the landscape. So the kind of things that, say, the farmers I visited in the Dakotas who are growing different crops in a different environment, the specific practices that they'd be using wouldn't necessarily be what you'd translate to Idaho. But those principles of, well, how do you basically get those principles of diversity, keeping the ground covered, and minimizing disturbance? How do you actually implement those? And for a crop like potatoes, for example, it may be impossible to eliminate disturbance because you've got to pull them out of the ground to harvest them.
Yeah.
So you take the principle, well, what could you do? What are the methods that one could use to actually minimize the disturbance that's associated with that? But that's the kind of philosophy that you'd look at. Would be, okay, well, is that a different implement for digging them out of the ground? Is it not tilling to plant them and planting them in a way that doesn't disturb? So the only disturbance is when you harvest. So when you're looking at how do you minimize it, you sort of look at the whole cycle and go, well, where could you actually find steps that you would modify practices to try and minimize the net disturbance given that crop? So there's some tinkering and trial and error that could go into any region. And, that's kind of thing that demonstration farms are good at, that the Natural Resources Conservation Service can help with, trying to figure out how to bring these practices into different regions and different crops in ways that pay off in the end for farmers.
And bring them into Idaho.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to visiting and talking with folks out there and, have no illusions that exactly what I learned in Africa and Ohio and the Dakotas will translate directly to Idaho. But those principles, those high-level three principles of conservation agriculture have worked profitably for farmers all around the world, including for vegetable farmers. The whole idea of disturbance for getting carrots out of the ground and potatoes, those are in common. But the suite of practices seems to really work to rebuild the health and fertility of land at a pace that I find, frankly, quite surprising.
University of Washington professor David Montgomery will talk about protecting our soil Monday night at Boise State University.